Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Have to see it in the theater. I hear a lot of that. Well, that's one for the theater, but sort of saying, well, I could watch something else at home. And I disagree. I mean, I'm not saying you shouldn't watch movies at home. Go ahead. But, you know, we only watch comedies at home now. You know, I mean, it's because it's so much fun to laugh by yourself. You know,
I see where you're going. Yeah, exactly.
Live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee, this is Wisconsin's Morning News. Here's your host, Vince Vetrano.
Coming up on 7:13, my trust in university leadership is broken. One of the closing lines in an explosive public resignation letter from the chief of police for the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee, UWM, blasting its former chief in a counter statement, both presented in news coverage here on WTMJ. Quick summary. Former chief David Salazar abruptly resigned Thursday. He released his resignation letter to the media. In it, he claims the university is not taking investigations of anti-Semitism on campus seriously. Additionally, that he has been the target of a bogus disciplinary investigation and process that, as a result, he's just out. UWM calling those allegations false. Quote, UWM is deeply disappointed in David Salazar's resignation through the media. They go on to say that he was the subject of a misconduct investigation that began in March. They say his allegations are gross misstatements and contrary to any facts. UWM is also deeply disappointed that he chose to make false accusations against the institution and its employees to deflect against his own misdeeds. What do we have here? He doesn't state explicitly, but if you read between the lines, it appears Salazar is saying, yeah, I blew the whistle here on UWM, not dealing with a problem of anti-Semitism on campus. And the Empire Strikes Back. Suddenly I'm under investigation in this kangaroo court and they want to shut me up. I expect, and we've not heard that it's going to happen, but it should, a full investigation by the Universities of Wisconsin, by its president, Jay Rothman, and the Board of Regents, perhaps even hiring a third party to vet all of these allegations. Because it may be, as Salazar says, or maybe he was a bad dude, under investigation, did something bad or multiple bad things, wasn't going well for him, saw the handwriting on the wall and blew himself up to create a lot of smoke and distraction from what UWM is calling his, quote, own misdeeds. The hard part with these, Michelle, when you report on them is, you know, I don't know Salazar. I don't know any of the other officials that he cites in his resignation letter. And we don't know what's happened behind the scenes. So I think it's incumbent upon the Board of Regents to sort that out and then to report to us and to be transparent. Because for UWM, thousands of students there trying to get an education, for the system trying to maintain enrollment and recruit new students. I mean, which way do you want it? Either way ain't good. And it's another headache for Rothman here, who's trying to stabilize these universities. He's got Corny McChancellor there in La Crosse. He's got smaller campuses closing. He's got protests on campus. And now he's got a he said, they said at the second largest university in the state. Call for independent investigation and report back to us. Sports is coming up next. That's sponsored by Holiday Automotive at Highway 23 in Fond du Lac. Holiday Automotive, it's worth the trip.
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk.
Our guy, Giannis Antetokounmpo at the Olympics. The Greek basketball team in it right now, tipped off about 6:30 our time against Australia. Greg Pancake Hill, producer of the program, do you have an update?
Good news for Greece. They're up 50-36, about a minute and a half left in the second quarter.
That is good news because Greece is 0-2 at these games. So they not only need to win today, but I think by a large margin. They need to boat race Australia because point differential will come into play. They are alive, but they have to win, and they got to win by a lot today.
It certainly helps. I'm trying to wrap my head around it. For Greece to advance, they need to win. But then after this, we are Spain fans. They got to beat Canada for Greece to advance.
All right, Packers off today for training camp. They've got family night coming up. Let me pull back the curtain a little bit on how it works at training camp. Daily, you have all the reporters up there who are covering camp, and they get some audience with usually head coach Matt LaFleur, maybe some of the other position coaches or coordinators, and they go up to the podium in the media auditorium there, and LaFleur's been in a pretty good mood lately. So ESPN's Rob Domofsky, you know Rob, we've had him here on WTMJ. He
reports for ESPN Milwaukee. I've known Rob since he was writing for the Press Gazette in Green Bay 25 years ago. So, first question out of the gate for Coach. It's a little bit hard to hear, but listen to how Rob starts.
Dude on Twitter called me a failure at my job for not interrupting practice yesterday, walking across the field and asking Adrian Cooper why he dropped out. I'd like to ask at the appropriate time.
Wow, you get a little sensitive, huh, Rob? Man.
I love it. I'd like to ask at the appropriate time. So for real, you go back into Domofsky's timeline and he posts through practice, as many of the reporters there do. This just happened. Jordan Love completed a long pass. This guy blew up somebody on a tackle, whatever. And so he put up the other day, rookie linebacker Edrin Cooper has dropped out. He's on the sideline, but no longer in pads. So some dude pops off and writes, why don't you do your job and find out why? And Rob's point was, what? I can't go into practice and go ask dude, I will find out when I'm able to find out.
If you dish it, you got to be able to take it, right? All right, you're taking it?
I'm taking it.
All right. Not taking it very well, but you're taking it.
They're just loving it in there, okay? So after all that, we do still need an answer to the question.
So what?
So why did Edrin Cooper drop out? No big deal. Coach said he tweaked something. I believe he said it was a groin muscle. They're keeping an eye on it. Nothing much to see here. Kind of running out of stuff to talk about.
We're talking about practice.
No, man. Family night is Saturday in Green Bay. Brewers on the road. And to make sure you've got the WTMJ app ready to go or have a radio nearby, because a lot of folks are going to listen to tonight's ball game.
We'd be better off listening to adhesive tape.
Telecast is exclusively on Apple TV Plus, so no broadcast TV, no cable. Got to have Apple TV Plus if you want to watch. No worries. We got it right here for you on your home of the Brewers, 620 WTMJ. On a Friday morning here in Wisconsin's Morning News, Eric Bilstedtoff. Michelle is in for Eric today. How about a movie this weekend? Deadpool and Wolverine, Twisters, Despicable Me, and Inside Out. Still your top four at the box office headed into the weekend.
Tyler Owens calls himself Tornado Wrangler.
If you feel it,
Jason!
I said if you feel it,
Jason!
Twisters. Number two slot, just behind the latest from Marvel. Got to get there. So we've been talking about maybe a summer surge here. People returning to the theaters in greater numbers. I want to share a bit of a conversation I had with President and CEO of Marcus Corporation, Greg Marcus, about why that is. Now, I told Greg, I got to get to the theater for Twisters because that's one you want to see on the big screen. And Michelle, he had an interesting response to that.
Have to see it in the theater. I hear a lot of that. Well, that's one for the theater. But sort of saying, well, I could watch something else at home. And I disagree. I mean, I'm not saying you shouldn't watch movies at home. Go ahead. But, we only watch comedies at home now. It's because it's so much fun to laugh by yourself.
I see where you're going. Yeah, exactly.
You want a drama. You want to cry all alone. You want to experience something with other people.
So his point is, and Marcus obviously has some huge screens. They market that specifically because they know that is a draw. But he's saying people are coming back to the theater, he thinks, because they want to see films with other fans. They want that communal experience. They want to dress up like Wolverine. They want to show up at the theater. And, the other films I mentioned there. Animated family movies, Despicable Me, Inside Out. You don't have to see those on the big screen.
You want to do things with your kids that are experiences. You're forming memories. We always talk about we're in the memory business. You don't really leave with much else when you leave the theater, except maybe a stomach full of popcorn and a memory.
So his point is families are looking to go out and do something, and it's different than just downloading a flick on Disney. Going to the theater is a thing. So you had that experience, right? You did Despicable Me?
We saw Despicable Me just a couple weeks ago.
So why didn't you wait for it to come out on the streaming? Why did you go to the theater?
Well, this was actually a team soccer thing.
Fantastic.
So the whole, not the whole soccer team, but one of the kids, because the kids have the greatest ideas, right? They're like, we need to go to the movies. And so our coach made it happen. He's like, all right, you know what? Let's do it. And we saw it in one of the theaters that has Screen X.
Like the new sound
it's
and the
stuff. It's got the 270 degree, the movie's on the walls. Not just in front of you, it's on the sides too. It was really cool.
Another point that Greg made in terms of why they're seeing this resurgence, he said, we forget, but the theaters are now only catching up, the production houses, post-COVID, yes, but then right after that, you had the writer's strike and the actor's strike. So the volume of new films now hitting the big screen, that's what you need, because not everyone's a winner.
You don't know what's going to work. And so you have to take enough shots on goal, you know, and then certain and all of a sudden, you know, Inside Out 2 shows up, or you know, even Bad Boys was a lot of fun. You know, you start getting and then it is a bit of a momentum business too, because people go in and they see trailers for the things and they say, oh, I want to see that next.
Another good point, right? You're in the theater. Trailers now take 45 minutes, right?
Just like, about.
When does the 7:30 movie start, right? But you see a bunch of stuff and you're like, oh, I can't wait to see that. Oh, I can't wait to see that. And you might not otherwise have known about that unless you're really plugged in. I don't know. So I think it's good. I got to get out there for Twisters. Nisnansky is all over me because he's seen it already. He loved it. He knows I'm a little bit of a weather nerd.
Now, does he like that kind of thing, or does he say...
He said this one was good.
Does he say, this is not how it happens, people?
He says he's not
like
that guy.
Like doctors who watch medical dramas.
He says he's not that guy. I don't know.
You don't face your fears. You ride them.
Brewers President of Business Operations, Rick Schlesinger, joins us on Brewers 360, coming up at 7:45.
For many people, dating apps can be a great way to find companionship, maybe even true love. But for others, the constant swiping can be tedious. Enter Dave Klein, a 28-year-old man who lives in Philadelphia. He decided to take things a little bit further and rented a billboard in his neighborhood to let local ladies know that he's available.
Oh, yeah? All right, Dave.
So,
what's Dave offering?
Under the headline, Dave is single. He's pictured smiling, giving a thumbs up. He's also got a list of facts about him. He has a cat, also pictured on this billboard. He enjoys normal hobbies like cooking when he's not buying billboards.
That's what he says, normal hobbies.
And apparently he cooks well, according to Dave. Speaking to ABC News Philadelphia affiliate WPVI, Dave says he's actually getting positive responses.
It's just supposed to be funny for the most part, but... I'm not going to lie that the added benefit is that girls are messaging me first now, which is great.
He's getting some messages. All he right, even man. Has at least one date.
I have one set up for tomorrow, I think. It's probably going to be a little walk or something. But people are being very forward if they want a date, which I appreciate.
They're being very forward.
I appreciate Buddy opening himself up like that because, you know, he also could get a lot of, you know, not serious inquiries, right? And you hope nobody's there teasing him. Like, if he's out there legit, like, hey, he ditched the online dating stuff, didn't like that. Everybody lies on those anyway. And here's Dave right there on the billboard. That's the guy.
And he only paid about $1,000 to have this billboard up for a whole month.
Oh, all right.
So he set up an Instagram account. He's got all these photos on it. He's got about 1,700 followers now.
Well, there you go. Billboard Dave is available, ladies.
Best of luck to you, Dave.
News is sponsored by Annex Wealth Management's Money Talk. That's heard Saturdays at 10 right here on WTMJ. Checking in with Greg Pancake Hill, producer of the program. Giannis Antetokounmpo and the Greek national team playing right now in the Olympics. They're 0-2 in these games, but they were up big last I checked with you.
59-41, 5 minutes left in the third quarter. Looking good.
They A, have to win today. B, have to win like by a lot, right? Because point differential could come into it.
So basically they have to win. Now they have to win by a lot in order to upset Australia's bid. Okay. To the next round, because they're also 1-2, I believe, going into this game. So everyone would be 1-2 if Greece won.
Right.
Or 1-3, rather. And, so Greece has to win without any qualifiers. Greece has to win to move on, and then Spain has to beat Canada, and that game comes up at 10:15 this morning.
Got to win and need help. So that is what's happening with Giannis and the Greek national team. We're going to talk live with Brewers President of Business Operations, Rick Schlesinger. Some amazing stuff coming to the ballpark, including an honor for the all-time great Brewer. The kid, Robin Yount, will be back in town later this month. We'll do it next on Brewers 360.
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk.
Packers off for training camp practice today. They will hit Lambeau Field for family night. Tomorrow, it is a sold-out event. The Brewers and Nationals tonight in Washington. Odd start time here, 5:45 Central Time, is the first pitch from Nationals Park tonight. And that game is on Apple TV Plus in terms of television. So you want to get that WTMJ app ready to go. No broadcast and no cable for the team or for the game on television. You got to listen here on 620 WTMJ. Brewers 360 is sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited. Rick Schlesinger, Brewers President of Business Operations, on the line with us this morning. Have you been to that ballpark in D.C., Rick? I mean, it looks cool. When I visited years ago, my wife and I did get up to Baltimore to see Camden Yards, but have not been to Nationals Park.
Yeah, it's a nice park. They did a really nice job with it. It's a little humid when I go there because it always seems to be in, you know, July and August, yeah, but it's right. A nice ballpark.
Are they the ones with the racing presidents? Yeah, they would have to be, right?
Yep.
Everything's a knockoff of the sausage race, though.
Yeah, you know, the sausage race, often imitated, never surpassed.
So, as I said, we got the Nationals tonight, and then the Braves once again on the road, and then back home a week from today at American Family Field, and that'll be the longest homestand for the crew this season. We'll be home through the middle of August.
Yeah, 10 home games, and it feels like almost every game has a great promotion. So, we're expecting big crowds and meaningful games for sure. You know, before you know it, we're going to be in September, and then we're going to be talking about hopefully the countdown to, you know, the postseason, and then hopefully a deep postseason run. But yeah, nice to be home for 10 games. The players like it, and hopefully the fans come out and support the team.
I definitely have one circled here, Rick. August 18th, we welcome back the greatest brewer of all time, Robin Yount, celebrating the 50th anniversary of his rookie debut.
Yeah, I just saw Robin last week, and it's amazing to think that 50 years ago they put on a Brewers uniform and started playing, and he's just in great shape. But yeah, the anniversary, we'll have a special pregame video. Robin will be there. The first 10,000 fans will get a T-shirt of Robin's rookie card from his baseball year. Yeah, great moment for him, and great memories.
Hey, has he spent any time, Rick, with Jackson Chourio?
A little bit, you know, just watching him develop into this really tremendous baseball player is fascinating. And guy has so much enthusiasm. He is a student of the game. He takes it very seriously, but he's got this great positive attitude from, you know, just success. But, you know, the first 2 months, it was a struggle. But we sort of figured out that what would happen, as he's done throughout his young career, is he learns in the league he's playing in and then becomes an excellent player in that league, and we're seeing that right now.
So you also got Sesame Street Day, Harry Potter theme night mixed in there as well. Those are going to be super popular. Are these the ones where you need to buy the special package if you want to get the fun stuff associated with that?
Yeah, the Sesame Street and Harry Potter are theme nights, but we've got the City Connect Contreras jersey and the Bob Uecker Harry Doyle bobblehead. Oh, yeah. So those are right. First 30,000 fans. Can't forget about those guys. No. But yeah, the Sesame Street, Harry Potter, our theme nights, City Connect jersey, Harry Doyle bobblehead, first 30,000 fans.
Man, it's going to be an amazing August at the Yard. Thanks, Rick. Brewers and Nationals tonight, 5:45, first pitch from Washington.
Thank you.
Idea Man.
Kind of the Super Bowl of politics, right? As you get through and you're kind of grinding and you kind of get that glaze about you, man, is it almost over, but I got to finish strong.
Innovator.
You head into the green room and get that illegal coffee. That's what you got to go do.
And Packers Hall of Famer.
The worst part was when I pulled through the checkpoint today, the security checkpoint, the guy says to me, "How's your night been?" And I'm like, "Dude, I just got up."
I'm on the front end, brother.
It's time for Tausch on Wisconsin's Morning News. Presented by Fellow Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and Kohler Services.
Mark Tauscher on Wisconsin's Morning News is sponsored by Kohler Services. Family night tomorrow night in Green Bay. Tausch, for these guys who've been grinding now for 2 weeks, first of all, a milestone, right? You made it 2 weeks through camp. And then on top of that, let's be honest, some of these guys, this might be the only time they play on an NFL field.
Yeah, I think it's such a unique thing to Green Bay. I know other teams have tried to replicate it, but, you know, there's a couple of different things. When you report to camp, you kind of start looking at things in blocks. You have, for Green Bay players, it's the family night. It used to be a full-out scrimmage where it was a game and you kept score and there was live tackling, and then some injuries happened and the organization decided to go a different direction. But I think it's really cool for the fans. There's a lot of people that I think get an opportunity to go up there. It's not a crazy priced event where it's, you know, $150 to get a ticket. You get the fireworks. And I know from a player standpoint, especially as you got older, the fireworks are a big deal. So playing the, you know, the, as you're a rookie and anybody else, that was for me when it was 2000, that was my first time on Lambeau Field. It was family night. We had a big contingent of people from Auburndale and Central Wisconsin came down. So it always brings a smile to my face and the fact that that's a great memory for me. And for all these guys that are getting their first crack at it, you're right. You never know if you're going to make it into, you know, a preseason game or anything else. So anytime you get to step on the Lambeau Field and you get to play and you're, you know, trying to earn a spot, it's a special evening for everybody involved.
And bonus for families, you don't have to get your kids in snowsuits.
That's another win. Right? But I'll tell you this, and I don't know what the forecast is. I missed the forecast before. It always rains. Like, it, for whatever reason, it feels like family night. There's always something that goes on. We had the big Brett Favre arriving and fans boo. Like, it was, that was, I think once that happened, it almost set off like, it's going to rain every year on family night. It doesn't matter if it's beautiful all day, but yeah, the weather's great. And again, what they do a great job of, it feels as game-like as it possibly could for a scrimmage. The parking lots are full, the brats are cooking, the beer is flowing, and then you get all of that, you get all the excitement, you got roll out the barrel. They make it as game-like as they can and then put on a whale of a fireworks show afterwards. So I think any fans that are kind of on the fence, should I go up there? I don't think anyone that has ever went up there, if you're looking at it just from, is my family going to be entertained? Are we going to have a great time? It's, the football is not going to be the greatest. I'm not going to lie to you about that. But the event and everything else, it's a heck of an operation.
Weather actually looks good, Tausch. I mean, if it holds, it,
well,
should be perfect.
It does. I'm telling you, Vinny. I'm telling you. Okay. There is something, I don't know, I'm not going to say it's cursed. I'm not going that far.
No, the Hall of Fame game, that's you, cursed.
That
they didn't finish that thing again yesterday.
I know, the players, especially veterans, if one of your alumni are going to make it into the Hall of Fame, everybody freaks out because, like, oh, blank. That means I'm going to have to go to Canton and play a fifth preseason, or fourth now, preseason game. So that thing for sure. But I'm telling you, we'll talk Monday, and I'll be curious if family night comes off without any rain. I'll be shocked. But maybe you and Ms. Nansky and the whole squad will be right about the forecast.
Hey, when do we start seeing the first cuts at camp, and how do you see anything shaking out that's of significance this early?
I don't think you'll see a ton outside of injuries. You won't see a ton this early, but it usually will happen, and the calendar's changed a little bit. It used to be they'd cut from 90 to 75. Now it's all one big swoop. Mm-hmm. It's 90, and then it goes down to 53. So I don't think you'll see a ton. You'll start seeing maybe some players get cut earlier that the Packers will have an interest in, and then they'll have to release somebody else. But right now you have about you get as a player on the bottom of the roster, you get a lot of opportunities because veterans aren't playing. You get to showcase yourself. So for Brian Gutekunst and Matt LaFleur, there's probably some guys that they've seen in practice that they've said, okay, I like how this guy looks, but tomorrow night is really that first look. How do they look? You'll always hear scouts say, how do they look under the lights? Everybody can do all McLean, you know, all Hudson, where you're on the practice field, but then how does it happen when the lights come on? And tomorrow night will be that first look for a lot of these guys, and how you perform in that circumstance will tell you if you're going to get cut or if you're going to have a shot, you know, sticking around on the practice squad or making the 53-man roster.
Channel 55 has it here in Milwaukee if you haven't gotten tickets, and it is sold out there at Lambeau Field. We'll keep an eye on the weather there, Tausch.
Yeah, I would be shocked if there's not some type of precipitation. It won't snow. Feel pretty
right.
Good. That
feel confident in
snow.
That? Good.
I think there'll be some precipitation, though.
Have a great weekend, my friend.
You too. See y'all.
This segment sponsored by Kowal Investment Group, the retirement specialist. Retire well with Kowal.